First, though, Victoria's healthcare workers are angry and frustrated at the violent anti-vaccination protests that have rocked the city of Melbourne for two days now. More protests expected today. Police have fired rubber bullets and stinger grenades as up to 2,000 hardcore anti-vaxxers ran amok in Melbourne yesterday.
There's a real risk. You know, we know there's COVID amongst the construction industry. We know there is. It's highly likely that people are out there protesting who are COVID positive. And if we end up with a super spreader event that occurs as a result of these couple of thousand people getting together, it just prolongs lockdown. It just makes it worse.
That's the Victorian Police Deputy Commissioner, Rick Nugent, speaking to us earlier. Dr. Sarah Whitelaw is the Vice President of the Victorian AMA. She's an emergency physician at Royal Melbourne Hospital. Sarah Whitelaw, welcome back to Breakfast.
Thank you very much for the opportunity.
Sarah, you're a frontline doctor in this COVID crisis. How does it make you feel seeing those protesters on the streets yesterday and the day before with an anti-vax message, basically taking over the streets of Melbourne in the midst of a lockdown?
Look, it's pretty heartbreaking. I think the pandemic has pushed everyone to the brink, and there's no doubt that seeing the violence that's occurred is so incredibly difficult, I think, for the whole of Melbourne. And for healthcare workers, the specific perception that that might actually increase the stress on our healthcare system, either through violence or through super spreader events for COVID, is really difficult to contemplate. Having said that, I think condemning the violence and being heartbroken at the protests occurring doesn't mean that you don't empathise with people's frustration or the fact that this pandemic really has pushed so many people so far and been so difficult for them to bear. And we recognise that we have a specific perception within the healthcare system, but we also share the community's pain with dealing with lockdown and the frustrations associated with that and the fear that comes along with that.
Yeah, people are frightened.
You can separate the two.
Yeah, people are frightened, and some of those on the streets no doubt were, you know, campaigning for freedom. They're frustrated and sick of lockdown. But the Nurses Federation, in condemning the violence yesterday, said nurses and midwives and carers are exhausted and frustrated as they watch the protesters fight for their right to overwhelm our health system. Is that what it feels like to you and others there working on in the hospital front lines, that this is really a protest that ultimately is just going to end up overwhelming the health system?
I think that's our fear, and that's a really good way to encapsulate it. We're fighting so hard for the community as a whole, and I think that message about how worried we are that overwhelming the health system will not only impact our ability to care for patients with COVID, what we're really worried about also is the impact on non-COVID care. We've seen it. We've seen it last year. We've seen the impact of a rebound in presentations when people's normal healthcare is disrupted. And the healthcare system in Victoria has been under so much stress in Victoria for so long that we understand that the little reserve we've got means that if we have an influx of COVID into the system, it is not just the ability to care for COVID patients that worries us. It's the ability to care for people who need healthcare of any kind. So it's about trying to protect all Victorians. It's not just about COVID, and that's the message that we really need to get through. So I think the nurses and us, we feel that we're really trying to protect all of those people that are protesting and all of those people that are partaking in the violence. We're also trying to protect their healthcare. So I think that's the thing that makes it particularly difficult. We understand the significant negative impacts of lockdown, and they, you know, so many of our members are worried about that as well. But when we balance that up about the impact on the healthcare system of too much COVID and the preventable deaths that occur, that's why we have to be so cautious and continually monitor that balance. And I'm not sure that all of those protesters, I guess, fully understand our perspective.
Yeah, I think it's probably fair that they're caught up in their own perspective to say. But let's talk about the impact on the healthcare system potentially, because we've got the Burnett modelling, which looks now at Victoria's roadmap to reopening at 70 and 80% vaccination rates. It shows a peak of infections between 1,400 and 2,900 new daily cases coming in the last weeks of October before cases fall away again after another peak in mid-December. In a quarter of the simulations the Institute ran, it said hospital capacity is exceeded. What does that mean for healthcare workers when you see that expression written down, hospital capacity is exceeded? And how fearful are you and others?
Look, you know, I think that we're all very realistic about what we're facing. I think the system will be challenged, and no one's kidding themselves about what we're going to face. We're potentially going to face a point where we run out of space and we run out of staff to provide our usual care, which will result in preventable deaths. You know, the modelling's pretty sobering on that. The modelling has allowed a roadmap to be prepared, but it's a map for a place that we've never been. And I think the ability to continually add in more information as we get closer to those points that you just described is going to be crucial, because when you get to the point of a healthcare system being overwhelmed, you will have preventable deaths, and they will be deaths from COVID, but they will also be deaths from not being able to provide the normal care that we can. It doesn't just look like our ICUs being full. It's about the impact on our whole of healthcare system. And that's really important, because that's where we need to prepare across the whole of the system. But we are absolutely looking at preventable deaths, and that's why it's so important to be able to monitor that balance, the negative impacts of lockdown against the preventable deaths that will happen, and be able to adjust, I guess, that map and incorporate new information before the healthcare system gets to the point where we see what has happened overseas happening here.
And what's the cumulative impact on this on the healthcare workers around the country, but also perhaps particularly in Melbourne, where people have been living with lockdowns on and off now for 18 months? Victoria, you know, struggled to get on top of the second wave last year. That had a huge impact on the health system. Many health workers themselves infected. What's been the cumulative effect for doctors and nurses in the state?
I think that's a really good question, and I don't think you can overestimate the impact of the last 18 months on healthcare workers in Victoria. I think we are absolutely exhausted. I think the system was stressed before COVID, and what we've gone through with our COVID wave in Melbourne required an enormous amount of preparation and then stress on the system. But you need to remember that we've never had a break. As soon as lockdown finished around November last year, the strain on the healthcare system, the number of presentations went up. We saw some of our busiest times at the beginning of this year. So healthcare workers have been working flat out since March last year. As you said, some of us are still recovering from COVID. Many have had to also move out of the system of acute care and work in hotel quarantine and testing and vaccine. We've lost a lot of our critical care nurses that way. We don't have our normal interstate and overseas influx into the system. And the strain on the staff is absolutely enormous. So we are strapping ourselves in. We'll do everything we can to deal with what happens over the next couple of months, but there is no doubt that staff are just absolutely exhausted and pretty heartbroken by what's happened over the last couple of days.
And if anyone's listening who's planning to go out and protest today, maybe take that into account. Sarah, thank you very much.
No problem. Thank you so much for the opportunity.
Dr. Sarah Whitelaw is the Vice President of the Victorian AMA and an emergency physician at Royal Melbourne Hospital.